Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I'm missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
Warmer in here than it is outside, isn't it, eh? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You have prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Friends, death is nothing at all. I've just stepped into the room next door. I am I and you are you. Whatever we were to each other, we are still. Call me by my old familiar names and speak to me in the easy way you always did. Put no difference into your tone and wear no air of sorrow. Laugh as we always laughed at the little jokes we enjoyed together. Play, smile, sing, think of me. There we are, Wendy, there's your guitar player, right behind you. Well done. Have a rough trip down from Newcastle, did you? Oh, I see. Well, yeah, I can relate to that. Let my name be ever the household word it always was. Let it be spoken without an effort and certainly without a shadow on it. Life means all that it meant. It's the same as before. The only change is now I am at peace. I'm in no pain, I'm with my loving wife, family and friends. And yes, I am out of sight, but I know I'll never be out of your mind. As you love me, as I you, and I am but waiting for you for an interval, somewhere near, just around the corner, and to my loving family and friends, for the first time in a long time, all is well. All is well. Thank you, John. We might have that up a little bit louder, John, I think. Thanks. It's not the same to blame, it's plain to see. So go away, leave me alone, don't bother me. I can't.
can't believe that she would leave me on my own. It's just all right when every night I'm all alone. I've got no time for you right now, don't bother me. Till she's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know when she's come home. Until that day, don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me. She's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know when she's come home until that day.
Friends, my name is Thomas Hamilton, and on behalf of the family of James Desmond Boiling Bishop, I thank you all for coming to the ceremony today. And I'd like to make it perfectly clear to you all that we're here to celebrate his life rather than to mourn his death. Of course, to the immediate family, his three loving daughters, and his son who is deceased, I extend to you my deepest sympathy, and I come with you today as a mourner, and I share your grief. Why we sincerely grieve today, because we are parting with someone we have known and loved. Friends, we are also faced with the fact that we do not mourn alone, because friends is much a part of living as life is. And at this very moment, there are millions of other people in the mourning for the loss of a family member or a loved one. Jim, as he was lovingly known, is very lucky. I put death down like a game of cricket. You're at the bat. Sadly, he didn't get to his century, but he went pretty close and he hit a few sixes along the way and a couple of close calls, and he did okay. After speaking to Wendy yesterday, I said that I would talk a little bit about grief and I would talk a little bit about death before we started on this long list of speakers. Love and grief are two emotions that are absolutely inseparable. We don't grieve for people we haven't loved. Then surely love doesn't exist, that except in loving, we undertake to pay for all the joys and the privileges of that love in the experience of the grief of parting which we're doing today. And certainly grief is the price we pay for the privilege of the love and friendship that we've shared with this wonderful man, and sadly, the relationship with a lot of other people. So really, I'd like this service to be a thank you to Jim for all he gave, shared and received, for love for which we are now grieving. And of course, at his age, as we know, the last 6 weeks he sort of went downhill very quickly. There doesn't seem to be any point for searching for any reason, meaning or sense in death. Rather, we feel anger, pain and hurt, and deep, deep sorrow that such a thing can happen. And friends, here's my plug for death. This is what I believe that death is. It is something that is given to us humans as a blessed release. Healthy people don't die, unless, of course, there's adverse situations involved. But death, I believe, is given to us, and when it's time to go, to stop the suffering, I believe we die. And I believe this life on this earth is a stepping stone onto something else. It had a lot to do with death, involved in Vietnam, with a lot of Americans and they've died in my arms. And most of those people that I've been with when they've passed away has died in peace. And if they've asked me and they're going to die, I always said yes. Because I believe they're going to a far better place, to a far better time. I think I better be quiet, open up and shut up, as the saying goes. Let's have Bev up, please, to say a few words. First off the rank, Bev, how about that?
A bit about his life.
I know, I'm going to say that after.
Oh.
You're right. That's why you could organise it. You're right. I'd just like to hear what
he
said here. You're right.
Don't be
sorry, that's fine.
Oh, well, welcome everyone. Well, we've come to full circle now. Fabry heard this speech quite a few times. Mum and Dad are both gone. And Dad passed away on the same day as his son Jimmy did. 24 years ago. Well, I'll start with saying Dad was certainly a rambunctious man who led us all on a roller coaster ride throughout our lives. But he was a fierce family man who never really desired much outside his wife, his kids, and his home. We all have personal memories of Dad, and some definitely bring a smile to our faces. But those I think of are the qualities that made up Dad. He was feisty, he was hardy, he was independent, he was certainly tough stock, he was very knowledgeable, and he had an active mind. And 2 days before he died, I was visiting him in hospital, and I asked him, why wouldn't you do what the nurses asked him to do? Like, Dad, why just don't you do what you're told? And he said, I'm not a yes man, you ought to know that. And I think that's one of the legacies he's left his family. Because as I look around, I really don't think there's one yes man amongst us. So goodbye, Jim, and long live Mum and Dad. Thank you.
Thank you. Murray. What? Up your cup.
Well, I think of Dad and remember how he loved to tinker in the garage. He could fix anything. And as he was a great hoarder of odds and ends, he could always find something that would do the job or could invent some way necessary to fix a problem. Dad had a great memory and could remember what happened long ago. And he'd tell us about 1911, Halley's Comet, 1912, the sinking of the Titanic, and 1914, when the First War broke out, and other things. Dad was always a good fisherman, and always took the family camping, and taught us all to fish, and loved the outdoor life. He loved sport, especially cricket and league, and played a good game of tennis in his youth. Keen on music and loved to play his records. And a few weeks ago, was still playing his mouth organ. We always had a few laughs when we visited Popu, as the kids called him. And I know we will all miss him.
Okay then. This is how I like to remember my dad and Popu. When I was young, it was our fishing days, holidays, camping trips and surf carnivals. Our days of fishing were at Port Hacking, at Lillipilly, Crookhaven Heads, Tweed Heads, Coolangatta, always a bag full at the end of the day. Our camping trips were in old cars, dirt roads and old tents with Kero lamps. Spent many of our Sundays at the beach, surfing and watching surf carnivals
very keen on the life-saving movement as a spectator. And as his grandchildren, Rod, Greg and Melissa, joined the Nippers at Allura, he always came with encouragement for them. And in the more recent times, the lunchtime hot chips he shared with his great-grandchildren, Matthew and Andrew. We are families on the move, that's how we will remember him.
Not an easy job, this, is it? Not an easy job. You've never tried it, you don't know how difficult it is to come out the front and say such wonderful things and to keep from crying. And you three ladies have done a wonderful job. Now we're going to ask Len to play that guitar of yours, mate. Would you like to come up, please?
Hide my music on.
Oh, well, I'll hold it up and I'll hide it for you. There we go. Okay.
I'll try not to look at it.
Okay. Good.
It's probably one of the hardest songs I've played. Not because it's hard to play either. Yeah.
Thank you. It's away. Good job.